Today in the West Bank, Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas ordered the arrest of those responsible for yesterday's bus bombing in Jerusalem. The blast killed 20 people and injured more than 100. It threatened to destroy slow-moving attempts to revive Mideast peace efforts. An Israeli official says Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has also approved a military response to the suicide bombing. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As forensic workers struggled to identify the shattered bodies of the 20 suicide bombing victims, some Israelis clung to the tiniest signs of hope. The unexpected discovery of a live baby just a few months old beneath a tangle of charred corpses was a major topic of discussion today among those saying prayers for the dead at the scene of the bombing. The explosion was a major setback for the Palestinian Prime Minister and his policy of dialogue with the armed factions in hopes of extending the ceasefire. Mahmoud Abbas cut off talks with Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaders and flatly declared that the two Islamist factions were acting against the Palestinian national interest. A spokesman said Abbas had ordered the arrest of those behind the bombing. Perhaps not surprisingly, Israeli forces moved more quickly, sweeping into the West Bank city of Hebron, the hometown of the man suspected of being the bomber, and arresting 17 Palestinians. But despite calls for a heavy military response from some Israeli cabinet members, Israel may give Abbas and his security forces a chance to act. Foreign Ministry spokesman Jonathan Peled says Abbas's apparent change of heart may be too little too late, but Israel will wait to see what he does now.
We definitely are now waiting to see whether or not the Palestinian leadership is still a partner and whether it's still remaining in the process and in the realm of the roadmap. The ball is now in the Palestinian court.
Hamas spokesman Abdelaziz Rantisi says Hamas is not abandoning the Hudna, or ceasefire, but his comments marked a return to pre-ceasefire hostile rhetoric.
Hamas is still following the same rule. It is committed to the truce, but it will respond to all forms of terrorism carried out by the Zionist enemy. You know that it has killed more than 16 Palestinians since the truce was declared by the Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, and that it has arrested hundreds and destroyed dozens of houses. The Palestinian people cannot remain silent on this aggression in light of the declaration of the truce.
For the average Palestinian in the West Bank or Gaza today, it was as if the confidence-building measures of the summer never existed. Roads were again blocked, and many people simply stayed indoors. After freezing talks on the handover of four West Bank cities to Palestinian control last night, Israel placed the West Bank and Gaza Strip under full military closure. People on both sides of the conflict, who had dared to enjoy the modest beginnings inspired by the roadmap, are now watching to see what comes next. A Palestinian move against their own armed factions, or an Israeli military strike. Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told Israeli television that the answer won't be long in coming because Abbas must make his decision quickly, and Olmert warned that an Israeli move would be severe.
He has no more time. The time has expired. He has got to act now. If he will not act now, we will act. When we will have to do it, as I said before, it will be unlimited. Until the very end.
Those kinds of dire warnings have Israelis and Palestinians wondering if the Bush administration or anyone else can find a way to keep the peace efforts from total collapse. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.